Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare affectionately welcome you for this session of the Heart of the Holy Name. As the title suggests, this is a program which is meant to lead us deeper than the surface level of chanting the Holy Name. Today, I would like to focus on a very important point. I would like to call it chanting with emotional connection. Now, this is the exact opposite of being indifferent to the chanting of the Holy Name. As we have seen, when we are indifferent, distracted, or lazy, we cannot be attentive for chanting the Holy Name. These three are the main obstacles which a devotee faces on his way to attentive chanting. The body may be lazy, the mind may be distracted all over the place, and the heart may be indifferent. I really don't care so much about it that I should chant with a deep absorption. Whenever we have these forms of, let us call them, inattention, we will procrastinate our rounds. We will only chant them when we see there is no other way out, when what is called the panic monster is before our eyes and tells us, wow, your spiritual life is really zero. Your rounds are really very, very, very bad. Look at you. You don't use the human form of life. At such a time when we are feeling great inner turmoil and upset, we may take to chanting in earnestness, but otherwise we procrastinate. Yes, at another time, maybe when I'm older, I will chant better. When you chant with emotional connection, that is because you like it, because you feel gratitude for it, because you feel a sense of eagerness inside of you, then it's very easy to chant. But as long as we are emotionally disconnected, we will feel lazy, distracted, and indifferent to the chanting of the Holy Name. Yesterday, in preparation for a community workshop which I will be giving, I looked at one TED talk where the presenter presented the oldest study. I think it was begun in the year 1930, and the study is still going on strong. There are three generations of scientists working, because the old ones who started it in 1930 have already died. So they continue, these scientists continue this study. And the study has one purpose. It wants to find out, when do people live a happy, healthy, fulfilled life? Now, they accompany people in this study throughout their life. I think the oldest person who's in the study has been in the study for 72 years or so. And usually when the people start out on their life's journey, and they say there are three items which lead to a fulfilled life. Wealth, health, and happiness. By these three, they measure the success of their life, if they have become fulfilled. However, when they are way into the study, they realize it's not that when I run after wealth that I become happy. Money does not make me happy. I mean, everyone says it. It's also not health which makes me happy. Nor is it when I try to be happy with other things that I become fulfilled. It's a very specific kind of relationship which makes me happy. Not all relationships. Not everyone who's married for a long time or has a family or has friends is necessarily happy. It needs to be a specific kind of relationship. A relationship to people where you can feel I can absolutely count on them and absolutely trust them. Let us be careful. These relationships don't necessarily imply that there are no arguments, disagreements, and so on. No. These relationships which take care of a fulfilled life are not free from the human differences, because human beings have different views on one thing. That is natural. But there's always an underlying feeling in these relationships that I can count on the person. I can trust the person absolutely. And it has been seen that people who have such relationships where they can count on the other, they can be in pain because, you know, these people who, you know, some of the people who are in the study are already over 80 years. But when they are in pain and they have these relationships, they deal differently and perceive the pain differently than people who don't have such relationships. I was very much inspired when I heard the person, the presenter, when Mr. Waldinger was his name, a scientist of the Harvard University, presented this. Because if I think about my life, there is only one relationship I can absolutely count on. It's the relationship which was already there when I was a baby. It's the relationship which was there already before I was born. And it's the relationship which was there in my darkest hours in the hospital when I did not know if whether or not I would be able to survive another a night of pain. It's the relationship to Krishna. This is the relationship which we can count on. And if this is strong, if this is developed, if this is something I'm really aware of, my dear listeners, I don't need to be wealthy. I don't need to be healthy. I don't need to be famous or liked by others. I will feel, even if I'm not wealthy, healthy, or famous, that I'm happy, that I have everything, that nothing is missing. And this is the beauty, I should say, in this practice of chanting the holy name. As you chant the holy name with emotional connection, this little word, a little expression is very important, then everything is all right. Emotional connection in chant is very important in a relationship, a feeling that you can trust and count, a feeling of gratitude, of being secure. This is how you can chant. But if you chant with a feeling of indifference, doubt whether or not the person you are calling is really listening, then the chanting will not have the same level, not the same effect. It won't touch the heart in the same way. In preparing for this Heart of the Holy Name program, I have isolated one verse. It is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he speaks about the greatest treasure of bhakti, of devotional service. He says what this means. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, dhana, bhakti e Krishna nam smarana krandana. It means bhakti yoga, three times for emphasis, it is said. Bhakti yoga, the greatest treasure of bhakti yoga, is when you think, or no, when you take the name of Krishna, and while doing this, you cry tears. In the Adi Purana, Krishna himself speaks about this. He says, "O Arjuna, I truthfully declare to you that those who chant my holy names and cry, they truly purchase me. Yeah, I become theirs. I'm their own." Yes. It's all about emotional connection. It doesn't mean to put some artificial water in your eyes, maybe by the application of some chili. No, it means there must be emotions, some emotional connection, not false tears. That is not counted. Krishna is Patita Bhavana, the savior of the fallen, not the Kapata Bhavana, the savior of the cheetahs. No, he waits for these who come in such a, let us say, mood. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur informs us that bhakti manifests in a heart that has melted by Shravana and Kirtana and Smarana. It means you come to the platform of emotional connection, or even up to the stage of crying, when you hear more about Krishna, Shravan, when you sit more in Kirtan, and when you remember Krishna more and more. Do you know why we read so much in our tradition? Do you know why there is such an abundance of literature? Simply to help us remember Krishna, think of Krishna, keep him in the heart. Then the heart will melt, and it is at that time that Krishna becomes present to us. See, in this world, our heart cannot see God, because it is hard or hardened by all kinds of desires, by all kinds of false arguments, and also by the desire to control others. Such a hardened heart cannot see Krishna. Premanjana, when the heart on the other side is infused, I should say, by spiritual emotion, at that time the heart will be able to see Krishna. And we are reminded of the verse of Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, when the heart is, or when the eyes are anointed with the salve of love, then one can realize Krishna, one can recognize Krishna, one can understand Krishna. What I want to get at is that you need a certain vision to see Krishna. When Krishna was present, many saw him, but they did not really see him. Duryodhana saw him. The washerman saw him when Krishna entered Mathura and asked him for a simple service, to give him some city cloth. Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they all saw the Lord, but because their eyes were not opened by the salve of love of Krishna, they couldn't see him. This is the single most difficult, greatest difficulties when we chant. We have Krishna in the form of this holy name. We are so close. But if our eyes are not with emotion, devotional emotion, or if we don't feel any emotional connection, we do Duryodhana chanting, washerman chanting, Hiranyaksha chanting, Hiranyakashipu chanting, we do not appreciate the Lord in his holy name. Before we go now into our exercise for today, I want to now explain this a little bit clearer in relationship to chanting, emotional connection when we chant. It is said by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that the pure name manifests only when one cries while chanting. And you might ask, well, how do I come to this level of such an emotional connection? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, when a prideless person, someone who has no ahankara, like Duryodhana had, or the washerman, or the Hiranyaksha and his brother, when a person who has no pride repeatedly calls out the name of Krishna, 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 with a melted heart, he soon realizes that the name and Krishna are non-different. It requires that melted heart. That gives you the vision that Krishna is not different from his name. And at that time, you chant don't want to stop any longer. In fact, you have this divine madness, which is very good. It helps you to forget the material life and material world. And this comes when you divest yourself of the pride. Therefore, you will often find the real chanters of the holy name. They are not after fame. They are not after wealth. They're not even after health. They are after a relationship with Krishna, a relationship they can count on, a relationship they can trust on, a relationship they can rely on. When you meet such a person, you will always see that they are very humble. They have not invested their stakes in the material world, fame, health, wealth, whatever. They are very humble. They are wonderful people to be with. They're just in their association one feels a change. They become really eternal servants of Krishna in the holy name. I once saw a few such people, but I would like to speak about one who touched my heart recently. It was during our last physical Govardhan retreat. I think most of you know, but I will still explain for those who were not yet participating. We have an annual retreat at the site of the sacred Govardhan mountain. Beautiful lectures, beautiful kirtans, beautiful worship, beautiful private time for going deeper in spiritual or in Krishna consciousness. And we had just completed one of these retreats, and there was a free day before the next retreat, three days before the next retreats started. And I took one of the days to go to the banks of Radhakund. It was already later in the year and there were not many pilgrims around. In fact, it was absolutely empty when the sun started to set. So I was chanting there, very, very, very happy to be in such a peaceful environment, when all of a sudden I heard a thin little voice in the distance chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. How wonderful this person sings, but I'm with my japa. Then, after some time, maybe 20 minutes, I again became aware of this person singing, and I looked, and it was a lady, an elderly lady, who had a little hand broom and who was cleaning the steps of Syamakund, actually, the lake next to Radhakund, Syamakund. And the lady was coming closer and closer to where I was sitting on the steps as she was cleaning all the, you know, banana peels or whatever, plastic bags, whatever people had left there. As I listened to this poor sweeper, who had maybe only a little room, 2 meters times 1 meter, you know, just to stretch down, and a little meal out of a little flat bread, chapati, and a little sabji, a little vegetable on top. I could see that this person had the greatest dana or treasure, bhakti, or deep emotional connection to Krishna, a deep relationship. She was so absorbed. She came closer. I had very high respect for her. I just made way for her to pass and clean and sit. And when she looked in my eyes, I did not see what I see in most eyes, an ego. It was transparent. There was no material identification. There was only bliss and ecstasy and love. And yes, all the things which make up an emotional connection, a divine connection with Krishna. So how do we get there? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says you have to repeatedly hear about Krishna, you have to chant about Krishna, and you should take these impressions of hearing and chanting into your heart and hold them in your heart as a memory. That's called smaranam, no? To grasp a memory and keep it in the heart. And then your heart will melt, and at that time, when the granite which surrounds it of aham, of I, and mine, of the ego is gone, oh, then a melted heart can chant and realize that Krishna is not different from his holy name. I would like to make now a little exercise with all of you. And after the exercise, in this exercise we will chant, I will round up everything. We will go a little bit, in our German time it will be 4:10 or 4:15, and then we will and fine. So now comes the exercise. It's about an emotional connection. Don't fear, it will has nothing to do with sentimentality. We are speaking about something here which is has nothing to do with material emotions. I'm trying to find, yes, this, let us say, emotions are not like the emotions which appear in this world when we lose our domination over something, when we lose control over an aspect of our life and we are, as a result, distracted or distressed. Now, this type of crying is not because of a material loss. This type of crying or this type of emotion is in relationship with Krishna. There is a simple little exercise which is done with in three steps. It starts with connecting to your spiritual essence, your identity as a soul. And the second step is to connect to the divine other, Krishna. And the third is to inhabit the space of that relationship, to be present in that state. So we will make an exercise. I think it's good. At least here it's a little hot in Germany. Let me just drink some water and take this vest off. Please find yourself a comfortable sitting position. Maybe you also want to have a little sip of water before you start. And, we will start now. Oh. For this exercise, we will require our beads, if you have any. If you don't have any beads, this is absolutely no problem. Really, absolutely no problem. We will first chant japa, and then our japa will transition into a beautiful kirtan of the holy name. I would like to request you to sit comfortable but tall. There are a few devotees with me. I have to see if they are all. Yes, you're doing it right. It's now time to invest in that one relationship, and we will do that by aspiring for not an indifferent relationship, but something where we focus, which is important, which is of the deepest concern for us. When you're ready, I request you to bring your awareness to your feet and move your awareness to your knees and your hip bones and relax. Bring your awareness to your spine and then to your back. And relax. Bring your awareness to your chest and your abdomen. And relax. Become aware of your shoulders, your elbows, your underarms and hands, and relax. Try to be incredibly aware as you direct your attention to the back of your neck, the back of your head, and relax. Good. Top of your head, your forehead, your face with the many, many muscles. Try to relax your face. Go into the eye sockets with your awareness, the eyes. Relax. And also the tongue and the inner mouth. Relax. Notice for a moment how your entire body is nicely relaxed. Direct your attention now to your breathing. Breathe in and out through the nostrils. Try to make even breath. Means the inhale is as long as the exhale. Breathe in a mindful, conscious way in and out through your nostrils. Now, direct your awareness to the heart area. Breathe into the heart. Imagine on an inhale that the air goes down towards your lungs and your heart space. Whenever you exhale, relax. It is in your heart where you, the self, the spiritual soul, is residing. It is here where your true nature as a spiritual being, a part of Krishna, can be found. Breathe into that nature. Be aware. Next, direct your attention to Krishna, to that Lord who was with you before your birth and who will be with you when it is time for you to move on. For so long, we have invested in so many relationships, but now we turn towards the Lord. And lastly, bring the two together. You as the eternal part of Krishna and Krishna. Bring the two together by chanting the holy name. I will chant it one time alone, and then we will chant together for some time and go into a kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Together one last time, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Chanting of indifference, to end distracted chanting, an emotional connection will be necessary to the chanting, because at the time when we are connected with a feeling of bhakti, devotion, at that time we can't be indifferent. We can't be distracted. In fact, we are never lazy when it comes to a fulfilling relationship. We show up when our friend calls us, hey, I'm in town, let's meet and make a walk. We are not lazy. Often, the question comes, well, can I do anything? Is there anything in my court, so to say, in my influence that I can do to come to that level where I chant with bhakti? And the answer is yes. You must know that chanting of Hare Krishna must always be accompanied with hearing about Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, just like Krishna always comes with his Swarup Shakti, his internal energy Radha, the holy name always comes with Krishna Katha, or talking and listening about Krishna. Because the only way A person to whom we feel distant comes close to us is when we hear about his activities, his likes, what he said, what he did, etc. So, without actually listening about Krishna, you cannot develop an emotional connection. There's a very nice example in the Bhagavatam, which I would very much like to share in the few minutes which we still have together. It is about a young girl who had heard from her girl, you know, when she was still a young girl, about Krishna. She was a princess, and by Narada Muni's will, Narada Muni would come from time to time into the palace where the king Bhishmaka received him with honors. And after the king had given a welcome to Narada Muni, the great saint took his place on a little throne and started to talk about Krishna. And this little girl made always sure to be there when this Krishna Katha would go on. And as the years passed by, she developed an emotional connection to Krishna. She had never seen him. Krishna had never come to the kingdom where she lived. But she had heard from Narada Muni about Krishna. Now, when it was time for her to marry, a marriage arrangement had been made with the king's son, a prince of a neighboring country. But this little girl had given already her heart to Krishna, and it was impossible for her to take it back. And she wrote a love letter to Krishna. O beauty of the worlds, I have heard about your qualities which have entered my ears. And this has removed my bodily distress. I have also heard about your beauty, which fulfills all possible desires for seeing beautiful persons. So after hearing from you about you and your qualities, and hearing about your beauty, I have fixed my shameless mind on you, O Krishna. She expresses herself like this because for a girl to just think of someone without the person even knowing it and without any formal introduction, this would be considered a little bold in the Vedic culture. So she expresses herself like this. I have fixed my shameless mind on you, but actually we know that Krishna is the Lord and husband of all living entities, if you so want. So in seven verses, it's her letter, she says how she wishes that Krishna comes to her, and on the day of her marriage, that is a Kshatriya style, Krishna should come and kidnap her as she would just come out of the temple of Durga, and would be just on the steps of the temple before everyone who had come to the marriage, Krishna should please kidnap her. It was such a devotional letter, such a beautiful letter, that Krishna, who is always responsive to the devotion of his devotees, came actually flying. In some accounts he came on a chariot, and another he came flying on Garuda. And when they arrived, they could see that the princess had already gone out of the temple, and all the royalty and aristocracy was there looking at the beautiful girl. Krishna also looked, and he said to a servant at that time, "It is not the beauty which attracts me to come and kidnap this girl. I am not attracted by mere physical beauty. I am only attracted by devotion." And saying this, Krishna went right through all the princes. He passed the person who was meant to become the husband of this princess, and he, like a lion who takes away from jackals which is meant for him, he took this beautiful princess, whose name is Rukmini, on his chariot, and made her his own. So let us go back. Why could Rukmini, Princess Rukmini, make such a bold, unorthodox, suggestion? It was because she had heard, her heart had melted by hearing about Krishna. And such a melted heart quickly moves to Krishna. I do not know how much you all are familiar with the writing of Dostoevsky, a Russian writer. He writes about such a situation. The bride who is meant to marry so-and-so steps out of the church, and then another one comes, and before the eyes of all those who have come to celebrate the marriage, she's kidnapped, and everyone goes, "Whoa!" It is a wonderful scene of excitement, to say the least. So Krishna will also come to all of us, take us away from our respective entanglement, if we can write a letter like that, or if we can express ourselves with such emotional connection. And that will be the fulfillment of our chanting. So the three steps: connect with your spiritual essence, your identity. First step will bring you to who you are. Then go the second step: connect to the divine other, Krishna, and inhabit the space of that relationship. Very practically it means, when you sit down to chant, take a little time, just this moment time, to ask the question, "Hey, who chants now?" And you will come to the realization, it's me. the eternal servant of Krishna. Then, who do I address? What is the... it's Krishna, my eternal Lord. And then as you chant, stay as long as you can in that relationship, in that bond. And you will see that you move very quickly from mere mechanic chanting to a devotional exercise, to a devotional chanting, and you will feel, this was the best chanting in my life. I thank you very much for coming and attending this workshop on the heart of the holy name. I'm actually considering to start a series of lectures which will be training us in a wonderful, wonderful new aspect of chanting, which I have never talked before. I'm still producing it. It will be a major work, and I think we are ready to start in 1 month. I wish you all the best, and keep on chanting. Hare Krishna.